G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
In fact, love always involves tough bits, because the people whom we love aren't perfect. Far from it. And let's face it, you and I aren't perfect either. So when two imperfect people love each other, there's going to be some conflict, some pain, some hurt, and some disappointment. And sometimes what we want to do is to give up. Diamond, and welcome again to the program, as today we take a look at the perseverance of love from a different perspective. The statistics about divorce rates in the Western world seem to be on the improve. That's a surprise to some people. Here in Australia, where I live, around 40% of first marriages end in divorce. That's down slightly from around 43%, and all indications are that the trend is continuing. That's a good thing, right? I suspect things are pretty much the same across the Western world. But what that apparently promising statistic hides is the reality that far fewer people are getting married in the first place. Most couples these days just live together first, the try before you buy plan. And a bunch of them come to the conclusion, what's the point of getting a marriage certificate? Things are just fine the way they are. And so in a sense, those divorce statistics are being skewed by the fact that probably those marriages that were more likely to have failed didn't happen in the first place. There don't appear to be any stats on failed de facto relationships. It's funny, although perhaps not at all surprising, how the nature of relationships change the more affluent a society becomes. When you're living in poverty, people rely a lot on each other, on community, on family. Those social constructs are vital, in fact, to survival. But the more affluent we become, the less reliant we think we become on one another. When I was young, most wives and mothers worked at home, not outside the home. Marriages hung together more because it was hard for women to leave, even when the man was behaving badly. Now, I'm not saying that men behaving badly is a good thing, nor am I saying that the wives being completely financially dependent on their husbands is a good thing either. I'm just stating a historical fact. These days, however, many women, depending on where you live, of course, are financially independent. So it's no surprise that most divorces are initiated by women. My point in all this is that as we become more affluent, relationships become less important to our survival and therefore more disposable. Like an empty takeaway coffee cup. Just throw it out in the bin. It's all getting too hard. The pain of dealing with the same faults, the same foibles, the same weaknesses. I just can't see it getting any better. I've had enough. Not just in marriages, but in wider families, amongst so-called friends. That's it, in the bin. If you've been able to join me on the program over the past week and a half, you'll know that we're in the middle of a series of messages called Love Is, based on that famous passage about love in 1 Corinthians in the New Testament. I want to dive into that right now and see what it says about disposable love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Now, the Bible says of itself that all Scripture is useful for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. You'll find that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, a bit later on in the New Testament. And that's true. But as Scriptures go, I think you'll struggle to find many verses in the Bible that pack more punch in so few words than this one. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Let me read it again slowly, just so that you can take it in. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Let's just pull that apart for a moment. Love bears all things. No, there are no exclusions in the fine print. Love bears all things. All the mistakes of the other person, all their failures and foibles, all that they've done, are doing, and will do wrong, love, real love, true love, unconditional love, which is the sort of love that's being talked about here, real love bears all things. I have some dear friends going back many years. And a good many years ago, the husband had an affair, actually a couple of affairs. And whilst she had to show some tough love, his wife stood by him. And all these years on, they are happily married. All things. Love also believes all things and hopes all things. It's so easy to get discouraged in relationships. Really, it is. You know that old Chinese water torture where they torture a man by dripping water on his forehead for days on end until each little drop felt like a brick falling on his head. That's how it is in close relationships too. A person's weaknesses, when they impact you again and again and again and again, end up feeling like torture. You want to give up. You can't see any hope of things getting better. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. See, love always looks for the good. Love always believes the best and hopes for the best and tries to bring the best out in the other person. Love always finds a way. Love takes that difficult person to God and hands them over to Him. Lord, I can't help this person, but You can. Lord, I can't get through to them, but You can. And Lord, while You're working in their life, in their heart, work in me too. Make me the best husband, the best wife, the best parent, the best son, the best daughter, the best friend that I can possibly be to them. Show me how I can be a help and not a hindrance. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit so that I can bear all things, so that I can believe in You, so that I can hope in You for things to change. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. See, that's what love does. And on top of that, love endures all things. Have you ever done endurance training? I have in the military. There is one thing that all forms of endurance training have in common. They all hurt a lot. By definition, if you're going to be doing endurance training, you are hurting. There's no form of endurance that doesn't hurt. Got it? Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. You see how much punch that verse packs? What would this world look like if you and I decided just to live out that one verse? I passionately believe that God is speaking to us, to you and to me today through His Word. And here's how it goes. There is such incredible power in the Word of God. I think we Christians often trifle with God's Word as though somehow it's just words on a page. But no. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, indeed, the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the human heart. And that's what I believe is happening here in our hearts today. I want to take you now into your relationships, the ones that are difficult for you right at the moment, the ones where you're losing hope, where you're feeling as though it's never, ever, ever going to get any better. I believe that those are the very relationships that the Lord our God is speaking into today through His Spirit and His Word. And I believe that He wants you to hear this singular message very clearly. In Him, there is hope. In Him, you can believe in good things. In Him, in His power, in the power of the Holy Spirit, you can endure all things. And while all this is going on, while you feel the hurt and the pain, He is doing a mighty work in you. He is changing you, softening you, humbling you, and getting you ready for the amazing things that lie ahead. Things that you would have never been able to do if you hadn't traveled through these difficult days. Can I tell you, a couple of decades ago, when I went through great hurt and what felt like great harm in this area of love in my life, I met Jesus in that place. And if I hadn't been through that terrible pain back then, I wouldn't be able to share the love of Christ with you as I do today. There is always hope in Christ and Christ alone. And I'm absolutely convinced that that's the good news that God wants you to hear today. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. you can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org or give us a call toll-free on 1-300-722-415 to request the printed devotional if that works better for you. Again, that's freshdevotional.org or 1-300-722-415. My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.